exactly what to do to get rid of it, but here I am, Lord Jesus. Here I am, oh, here I am, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, I need
a heart that forgives.
This is me that you're talking to. This is me, this is me, this is me.
Kevin LeVar. Courage. It takes courage to make amends. I mentioned the fact that we don't really know how that other person's going to respond if we go to them and just tell them openly and plainly, matter-of-factly, not insensitively, but just being to the point. This is what I did. Not beating around the bush. This is what I did. We don't know if they're going to attack us. We don't know if they're just going to say, listen, I was really bothered by what you did, but I've already forgiven you. Or I was really bothered by what you did, and I'm still bothered by it. I really don't appreciate what you did. We don't know how they're going to respond. So we don't know how we're going to walk away from that situation if we go to that person to make amends. But recall, even before I talked about the fact that we don't know, you know, that other person offended, and we may not want to face them. Remember that I said before that we don't want to face ourselves. How will we respond to ourselves if we just honestly look at ourselves and see the ugly for what it is? So often, people will tell all kinds of lies. They'll make all kinds of excuses. And they make themselves more and more dysfunctional. And I'm not even talking about their relationship with the other people right now. I'm talking about their relationship with themselves, the way their brains work, the way their minds work. They twist and they distort and they lie and they lie and they deceive and they deceive. And very often, they mess themselves up at least as badly as they mess the people up who they betrayed and done wrong. There's an element of fear there. Very often people are afraid to just take an honest look at who they are, at what they are, and just admit it. This is who I am. This is what I've done, and this is why I did it. And people would rather pretend that their motives were always good. They committed adultery and want to try to pretend that they had good motives for getting with that person. Or at the very least, their motives were neutral, neither good nor bad. It just happened. They don't even have the courage to face themselves. It takes courage to make amends because we've got to get past the fear of what we will actually see if we take a hard, close, long look at the person in the mirror for the purpose of seeing who's really there. What really makes this person in the mirror the person that the person is? Who makes me what I really am, who I really am? What am I really? And a lot of people just don't have the courage to say, I'm a cheater. A lot of people just don't have the courage to admit, I'm someone who lacks control when it comes to sexual pleasure. I see someone I want, and it doesn't matter if I have to cheat on my spouse, if I have to get them, the other person, to cheat on their spouse, it doesn't matter. I see who I want, and I go for it. I have no self-control, or I have too little control. And they don't want to admit that about themselves. It takes courage for a person to just be honest and say, I lack self-control when it comes to sex. It takes courage for a person to say, I don't even want to control myself. I want the sex. no matter who gets hurt. Very difficult for a lot of people to admit that's the kind of person that they are. That's the kind of character that they have. That is their personality. It takes courage to make amends with other people because it takes courage for us to reconcile with ourselves. The person we pretend to ourselves to be. It's not just that we pretend to other people. We first pretend to ourselves. We first lie to ourselves. How many people engage in any number of evil activities and still insist that they have good morals? Just can't face themselves. It takes courage for a person to look at themselves and say, I am, and then fill in the blank. And then it takes courage to go to the other person and say, I've done you wrong, and I'm so sorry. And you can almost be certain of this. If the one who is doing the wrong does not first develop the courage to face themselves, the probability is they also will not develop the courage that it takes to face the other people whom they've done wrong. Remember, no matter how much pleasure we get out of it, if we are lying on other people, we've done ourselves wrong too. If we are slandering other people, we've done ourselves wrong too. Not just the person we've slandered. If we have made dishonest statements for the purpose of discrediting someone else, yes, we did them wrong. But we did ourselves wrong too. And if we don't have the courage that it takes to face ourselves, the chances are we also do not have the courage that it takes to face the other person who we've done wrong. We've done ourselves wrong. We've done that other person wrong. And it takes courage to face self and the other. Now, here's the thing. In the long run, which do you think is easier? To expend the energy that it takes to develop the courage that is needed in order to face self and then go to the other person and be reconciled to them? Or to just choose not to develop that courage and keep hiding and pretending, sweeping stuff under the rug, hiding skeletons in the closet, knowing that you're going to have to spend whatever length of time that you decided to spend keeping that door under lock and key, that closet door under lock and key, that closet where you're hiding the skeletons. It takes energy to hide skeletons in the closet. Energy of the spirit, energy, spiritual energy, emotional energy, mental energy. It takes energy to keep skeletons locked in the closet, to keep dirt swept under the rug, hoping that nobody's going to walk on that rug enough that they just mash the dirt out through the sides eventually, hoping no one would lift that rug up while cleaning and catch that dirt that's under the rug, spot it, and, hey, where'd this dirt come from? That takes a lot of energy. In the long run, which do you think benefits more? To expend the energy that it takes to clean up the mess, face self, face other, and be reconciled, or to keep stuff locked away, swept under the rug, and expend the energy that it will take to try to keep everything hidden and not be reconciled? And remember, and this is critical, God will hold us accountable for our disobedience. He commanded us. You remember that your brother has something against you? Go be reconciled to your brother. That is a command. There is a price to pay for disobeying that command. Next week, we'll talk some more about this. I want us to really cover this. I want us to delve into this together. The power of making amends. Think about the release that the person would experience within themselves if they just obey God and with sensitive, compassionate hearts go to be reconciled, to make amends. Let's talk about this some more the next time. Up next, though, got something else for you right here on Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. I don't want it, no.